Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It's been said, still waters run deep. When I think about that, I think about my guest today as we're in studio together, a man of depth, a man of much experience. How does God lead a lawyer from Iowa who served 2 years in the Army, including a tour in Vietnam, and who practiced law for 30 years, who is also an author of numerous books? How does God bring a person like that to Hawaii? And why? And what does God do in his heart and life? What causes his passions to stir, things that move him to do what he does? Well, it's a story of Toby Swanson, and I believe that you're going to be blessed as we share heart to heart, as we typically do in our show. And we remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is it's to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. If you know the Lord, that you would draw near to him even further, that you walk closely with him. And dear friend, if you don't know the Lord, but you're searching, you're wondering, you're listening in, that you would sometime very soon open your heart to Jesus Christ, he who loved you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today calls you to himself. And dear one, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter how lonely you might feel, depressed it might be, however daunting the financial scenario looks in your life, there is nothing so great that Christ cannot lift you up, sustain you, and cause you, by his grace, to make it through. Toby Swanson was born and raised in Iowa. He graduated from Drake Law School in Des Moines, Iowa. He served for 2 years in the Army and a tour in Vietnam. And then he returned to Iowa, where he received Christ and practiced law for about 30 years. And then he moved to Hawaii. He worked as a trustee for a family trust in Kailua until retiring recently. He has two daughters and two grandchildren. He's written 3 novels, set mostly in Hawaii. He belongs to New Hope Christian Fellowship. He's been on short-term mission trips to India and Thailand and is involved in the New Hope Golf Ministry. Toby, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Des Moines, Iowa. Where? Where in Des Moines, Iowa did you grow up? Describe that for us.
Well, actually, it was a small town about 90 miles north of Des Moines. It's called Eagle Grove, and the population was less than 5,000 people. So it was one of those towns where everybody knows everybody, and everybody knows everybody what they're doing, when they're doing it. And as a matter of fact, when I was very young, in order to call one of my neighbors, I'd pick up the phone, and the telephone operator would say, which one of your buddies do you want to talk to? That's the size town that it was.
That's a great memory. Take me further. Take us deeper. What is one of your great memories growing up there in Iowa?
I think probably the main, most important thing was the peer group that I had when we were going through high school. It was a small high school, less than 100 people in each class. And from about the 5th grade on, you knew everybody that was above you in the school system, and from the time you were a senior, you knew everybody for a couple years behind. So it was not that you didn't have friends, but And not that you might not have some enemies out of those people, too, because you didn't always get along. But it was a very pleasurable and maybe naive way to grow up. All Caucasian people in our area. We didn't have much diversity, but we didn't think too much about it probably in those days either.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably the teachers in the high school, the coaches, the teachers, and the business people on Main Street, and even to some extent maybe the two or three local policemen that would talk to you on the corner. If they saw you driving your car a little too fast, they'd whistle and say, "Hey, you better slow down a little bit there." There's a very relaxed type of community and easygoing.
As you speak, Toby, I am having these images of a Norman Rockwell-ish paintings in my mind. That sounds like what you're describing.
Well, it may not have always been that way, but that's the way it comes back years later, and that's the way the memories are kept.
Well, and it seems like such a snapshot, an isolated but picturesque snapshot of life. That the contrast of which, if you were to compare it to society today, perhaps more than just an enchanted period of our history, but one with certain conservative values that existed at the time. We face certain challenges today with our cultural and our moorings changing dramatically. How did you become a Christian?
Well, back at that time, I wasn't a Christian. We had 8 or 10 churches in our town, and they ranged from the evangelical to the traditional Catholic to the Lutheran. And I belonged to a congregational, which is, I think now is they don't call it congregational anymore. I had certain concepts in my mind at that point. I went to Sunday school every week, and some of my friends, we had a badge for whoever would go every week for the whole year, and I only had one or two badges because we go visit my grandparents on weekends sometimes. But it was the Sunday thing was kind of carryover. Monday through Friday you go to regular school, and Sunday you went to Sunday school. And some of the same friends were there. I don't think we were there to be taught the gospel, but we were there for a social type thing. So I wasn't really a Christian, but I went to a Christian-type church at the time.
Now, at some point you were going to come to – you came to a place where you accepted Christ, and it became very clear to you. And that wasn't until maybe later on in life but there were some things that happened in between, like war, like law school. Fast forward, after you came back from law school, what happened?
After the law school, that's when I went in the military, and we had the draft, so I got draft date came up as soon as I finished school. And at that time, since I'd been to university, I probably felt a little more worldly about myself and that I knew more things. So I think my spiritual being at that point kind of changed, and I'd read about the Baha'i faith. So I thought, well, now that might be what God really intended, because it encompasses all types of faiths, and it was the one thing that God would accept everybody as long as they had some sort of a faith. And at that stage of my life, I thought, well, that might be the right answer. But I was still searching. I didn't really have a real answer even at that time. And I was worried during the war period of my life. You think a little bit more when you're in a country that's actually experiencing war. Because you think if if I get killed here, if I know friends, and I did have a couple friends that got killed there, you know, why do they have to die early? Why do things like that happen? Why aren't we allowed to live out our lives until we all reach old age? It's a lot of things like that I didn't understand and I didn't appreciate, but you think along some of those things.
Part of a journey requires, well, it really should require reflection, because with reflection, those deeper inner thoughts, even sometimes within the context of reflection, there are doubts, big moments where you wonder why things are the way they are. There's a certain level of truth in relation to authenticity that exists. Someone may not like the question that you're asking. You may even feel guilty that you're asking that question, or maybe not. But it's part of a process, and I personally don't believe that the Lord, when someone has a question or even a doubt, that the Lord all of a sudden falls off of his heavenly throne because he cannot come to grips with the fact that you are wondering about something. No, you are wrestling with mortality, wrestling with issues of life, and such is the case, or was the case, with Toby Swanson. When we come back from our break, Toby will share more about the journey of how he came to know Jesus. There are things that have happened, not only leading up to it, but a number of things that have taken place as a result of that. How does God take someone with a legal mind that's trained in the practice of law to be someone with a heart for evangelism, loving people, involved in missions? Toby Swanson, that's part of his story. He'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, what happens when you have an opportunity to watch something and or watch an event take place? Now, here's the thing. You watch this event take place, and the majority of people around you, they're seeing the very same thing, but you're processing it in such a way that you will extract some anecdotes out of, lessons that come out of the experience that you see. And then you're able to write it down. And not only are you able to write it down, it's compiled, put together in a book, published, and others who read it are able to extract those lessons that you saw. Suddenly, one lesson from one person is beneficial to a multitude, and their lives change as a result of that. Well, that's what my friend Toby Swanson has been doing throughout his years. Of course, Toby's background is that of a lawyer. He graduated from Drake Law School in Iowa, and he's here today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing to have you with us today. To find out more about our program, if you're tuning in right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Toby, I'm looking here at mixed plate and noodles, and the picture of a passport, some keys, flowers. There's a fun noodle shop with the Chinese characters. But this book, what is this book about, mixed plate and noodles?
Danny, I had lived here in Honolulu for about 2 years prior to writing that. And I wanted to basically share some of my observations about island life and what it's like, and give it back to some of my friends that have never been here. And also, I just like to write. And it was also, it's a secular book, but I wanted to make sure that the gospel was included in the book. So there's several little passages where the gospel is presented, not in such a way as to be changing the book or what it's about, but to also let people know that the characters in there, some are Christian, some are not, and how their personalities are shaped and affected by their relationship with God.
If someone wants to get a hold of this book, how could they do it? Mixed plate and noodles.
By now, that's been several years. It was on the bookshelves on most of the stores in Honolulu for a while, but it's no longer there. Probably Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon.com. Well, you can go ahead and check it out there.
The public libraries. I think there's still copies in all the public libraries in Hawaii, too.
Toby, you mentioned about it, you know, the gospel is presented, but in a subtle way, it's presented there, right?
Correct.
These are ways that can help people connect through a gift, through a reading together. They're different points of relatability, especially when it comes to stories. We all love stories, and that's what we do here in the Good Life. We're about stories, telling of the wondrous works of the Lord. Speaking of that, Toby, let's go back to your journey to Christ. Before our break, you were talking about the Baha'i faith because of its inclusivity. How did you process through that? And having grown up in church and now as an educated man making this consideration, how did you come beyond that to a place where you opened your heart to Jesus Christ?
Actually, I think the Lord was leading me, and I didn't realize it at the time. But after I'd returned from the service, I got married, and a few years later, we had our first child. And it was a daughter, and my entire family had always had christening and ceremonies for the children when they were at a young age, and baptisms. So that was one of the things on our agenda, was to have my daughter baptized. And I talked to my neighbor because I knew he went to a church, and at that time I wasn't attending any churches. And he says, well, come and visit with my pastor. He'll baptize your little girl, and then we can have all your family down and have a nice thing. So I went and followed his advice and went to the pastor. And I thought you'd be more concerned about how much it was going to cost me to have the baby baptized. And he didn't even want to talk about that at all. He said, really, what we want you to do is join our church, and you'll have to go to evening. You and your wife will come for Sunday evenings for about 12 weeks, and we have some Bible study, and we teach you the basic things about our Lutheran church here. So I thought, well, that's all right. So we did that. And after the first week, I realized that what he was doing was kind of going through the Bible. And the first week, we learned about God the Father. And the second week, we went back for a couple more hours, and it's about Christ and the Son of God. And then the third week was on the Holy Spirit. And I think it was after the third week that I realized all the pieces were fitting together, and that there was a personal relationship that God wanted to have with me. And it was through Christ and the story of his coming to earth, his leading the perfect life, being wrongfully accused of sinful things, being crucified, and then God bringing him back and resurrecting him, and giving everyone the opportunity by knowing and believing in that to have eternal life also. And to me, that was overwhelming, because I'd never really understood it, understood the Christian message in that way before. And at that point, I accepted Christ as my Savior.
Let's push the pause button for a moment. Overwhelmed, you say. What was it that overwhelmed you at the point of clarity and understanding these things?
Well, I think I was overwhelmed because I'd probably heard that message before many times and never opened my ears and listened to it. And suddenly it was in the context of finding a church and having my daughter baptized and the whole surrounding events that led to this realization. It just overwhelmed me.
How has it impacted your life, this realization, this relationship with Christ? How?
Well, I think the most important thing is knowing that material things and secular things are not that important, that we all have a gift that God's given to us of the eternal life, that we should share that with other people, that we should be joyful. And even though the trials and tribulations continue, it's not that important in the large scope of things. God has given us the opportunity to live forever, and this is what we're here for, is to grab that and be joyful with it.
Now, you retired as a lawyer, and before even coming to Hawaii, you practiced for 3 decades in Iowa. How has your relationship with Christ made a difference or impacted your legal practice?
I think, well, for one thing, my partner at the time was a Christian, and when we first talked about it, he suggested I join a Bible study with Christian lawyers. And so every Wednesday morning we'd have breakfast, and there's anywhere from 8 to 12 lawyers that would get together. We'd have a Bible study, talk about some concerns we might have in the law practice, try and encourage other lawyers, and see what we could do about spreading the word within the legal fraternity. And that's not an easy concept, because lawyers by nature are skeptical. You argue, you try and prove things in non-spiritual ways. It's a very different type of methodology that's used in approaching life in the profession.
So what would you say to a lawyer? Maybe a lawyer is listening today and he's not a believer, but maybe going through some things in his or her life that are beyond their control. Maybe they thought they had things under wraps, but hey, as we know, there are things that happen in our life experiences that go beyond the scope of our ability to hold everything together.
Well, the best thing for anyone, not just lawyers, but for anyone, would be just the knowledge that you're not in control. You may have been taught in your profession that you're the ultimate person because you have this power and ability to convince the courts to do things that maybe they wouldn't do otherwise, just through your articulation. But it's actually has nothing to do with what that person is doing. It's God moving through them, and God is the one that's going to dictate the outcome on everything. So it's I think it releases stress. It gives you less pressure because you know that even though you're doing the best you've been taught and you're utilizing the skills that have been given to you, that if you're relying on God to give you the answers and how to approach cases and do things, that it's just a lot easier to handle.
Stated from one lawyer to another, but even beyond that, one friend to another friend, sharing heart to heart about the relief of knowing that it's just not all up to us, and it's not just all about us. Each of us, in some point in our lives, have gone through that point where, and we might be going through it right now. You might be going through it right now, and sometimes we need to be reminded. There are those times when we feel like we can take things back. Maybe we want, at one point we did release it to God, and then we take it back because, you know, there's this thing in us called pride. Oh, pride. Someone might say, ah, foolish pride. Yeah. When you're hurt by it, when you do things that are irrational or beyond what you ever thought you would do, you realize that there is a great deal of power that we succumb to when we allow pride. Oh, pride can be very destructive, but Christ in His love can help us overcome. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents a Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's quite a marvel when you have a chance to listen to someone speak and you realize that God has given them a vivid imagination and an impeccable ability to be able to take what they see in their mind's eye. And it's not static, it's dynamic. It's like a moving picture. As they write the stories out, you can relate with the characters. There are things that make you laugh, things that stir you up. But really, it lifts you up. And by the way, have you ever heard of a person by the name of Philip? What about let me give you his own name, Philip Wiseman. Well, if you've heard of him, great. If you haven't heard of him, you will, because he is a special friend of my guest today, Toby Swanson. And Toby will explain to you why they are such close buddies. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing that you're with us today. You're going to be inspired, uplifted as you listen to Toby share the story of Philip Wiseman. Find out more about our program. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to get the books from Toby Swanson, Mixed Plate and Noodles, and What the Sam Hill, Toby Swanson, you can find out more at amazon.com. Toby, tell us about Philip Wiseman.
Well, Danny, Philip's my imaginary friend. I had imaginary friends when I was little.
Yes.
And then as I grew up, I kind of gave up on those and got stuck in the real life things as we went along. And then the last few years, as I've gotten older and had a little more time on my hands, I've managed to develop some relationships with imaginary friends all over again. And that's kind of the basis of why I've written a couple books and enjoy that type of thing. I have these ideas in my head, and of course most of them are based on your background, the things you've actually done, the people you've known, and you like to incorporate stories and put them in writing. If maybe somebody will read them, maybe they won't read them, doesn't make much difference. The main thing is to be able to express these things. And what I did was I'd read the paper over here every day, and there's all kinds of weird things that happen and interesting things that happen. And I'd take the clippings out of these papers, and then I thought, well, maybe if one person could do a whole bunch of these things, it'd be really an interesting story. So I took what was, I call it faction, because it's fiction, but it's based on fact.
Mm-hmm.
And then I developed the characters and had them go through these experiences and then try and figure out in my mind where they'd come out if they went through these various things. So it ended up that Philip Wiseman in Mixed Plates and Noodles is a character that originally came to Hawaii after Vietnam. So this is a story based in the 70s and 80s. And he meets a Chinese lady over here, and they fall in love. And he struggles, and he has all kinds of problems. But he goes out to the VA center at Tripler and is challenged to help other vets. And so what he does is he and Anna, his soon-to-be wife, as they get married eventually, they figure out ways to hire these people and bring them back into society, mainstream society. And then as a result of that, he just happens to make money off each one of these little projects that he does, and he gets filthy rich by the end of the book.
What kind of projects?
Oh, some of the things they do is they go out and collect the cans and the things of which we now get for 5 or 6 cents, but that's only been the last few years. So this is based back in the 70s. And then they find all these restaurants that have all this food left over each day. So they go around, they gather up the food, and they put them into a food pantry, and they deliver it to the people that need help, and then they deliver it to the homeless people. And just things that are actually good for society that weren't being done, they develop ways to do it, and then ends up that they become wealthy as a result of it, which is just a byproduct of what they're doing to help people.
What did they do with their wealth?
At the end of the book, they still have quite a bit of it, and that goes into the sequel, which is the bluff at Kiana Point. But that's for their children to take care of. There's a kind of a twist ending, which I won't go into.
You got to buy
point.
The book. Yeah. You got to get the book.
Well, they don't have to buy it. Just go to the public library. All the public libraries in Hawaii still have a few copies, so yeah. It's available there.
Toby Swanson is talking about the book Mixed Plate and Noodles. He's written that. Another book before that was What the Sam Hill, and then, of course, the third one. But Philip Wise, so Philip Wiseman, when you created the character Wiseman, because he is a wise man.
Yes, he's not like the three wise men, or how many wise men there were in Jesus' day, but he stumbles and bumbles his way through, and things work out fine. So he in a way, he's a wise man, yes.
Well, there is something to it, stumbling and bumbling your way through life and learning lessons along the way. In your life, Toby, what lessons stand out in your collective measure of years? What lessons have the Lord taught you in life?
Well, probably the most important lesson is not to take myself too seriously. That's definitely not going to get you anywhere if you take yourself too seriously.
Well, was there a point that when you did take yourself seriously, very seriously?
I think anyone that's before they come to Christ thinks they have to rely on themselves and have to stand on their own 2 feet, and that can be overwhelming at times. It can be very, very difficult and lead to a lot of stress, and you manufacture situations that probably are a lot less important than they appear at the time.
What happened? Or how did it come to the place where you began to understand that, maybe became cognizant of it, and then to let go?
Well, I think the person has to learn how to handle that for themselves with their own situations, their own problems, and then as you can learn to let the Lord control and let go of those things, which is a lot easier said than done. Then you can project onto other people, and you can see that they're struggling. You can see that more clearly. You can focus on other people, not just yourself, and it allows you to to outreach and to be able to help other people and talk to them and be concerned about their problems as well as your own and watch yours pale in comparison to the others as you learn to see the broader spectrum.
I guess it is so. When we have the opportunity to, perhaps in a way, lose ourselves in someone else. In a way, I mean, when you're talking about helping someone, you get out of yourself, or I get out of myself and my own so-called navel gazing, and swirling around in my own world of what seems to be problematic, and then get involved with someone else and help them, help lift a burden in their life, make their life a little bit easier. You do that through your writings. You've done that through your practice in law. Not taking yourself too seriously, how has the game of golf helped you to equalize your temperament in life, being that it can be such a volatile game?
Golf, for me, has always been a competitive thing. And when I was younger, it was more competitive because high school and college, you're actually engaged in a competition. And after becoming a Christian, I don't know if it really changes the competitive nature too much, but it gives you a better perspective, I think, on how important it is. And it really is not important and probably a lot less important than other things. But it's an enjoyable activity. It's a thing that helps keep a person filling time that to keep out of trouble, maybe.
Well, and then you look like you're in great shape. Toby Swanson, a man who not only has dreams and visions, but when he sees something, he wants to go after it. He goes after it, and like writing books, he like most people alive today. Statistically speaking, it's been said that most people want to write a book. How many people actually do it? Well, Toby Swanson has had that yearning, that desire, and then he's gone after it. Now he's on his already finished his third book. He's wanted to hit a hole in one. So he plays the game of golf. Of course, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, if you're competitive, you're a competitive Christian. It doesn't go away when you become a believer, but he's achieved that as well. A life of progress, a life of purpose. That's what happens when we come to Christ. My friend, would you come to Christ today? I'm here with Toby Swanson, and we'll be back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading a hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So your life is full. You write books, you play golf, you've had a successful legal career. Your kids are grown, you've got grandchildren. Why? Why would you consider going to a far away place like India or Thailand? What would make you do it? Our guest today can answer that question, at least for himself. His name is Toby Swanson. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a privilege to spend this time with you. Thank you for joining us. If you want to find out more about Toby and our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program as a podcast for free. That and other resources, again, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. By the way, to get Toby's books, amazon.com. Toby Swanson. Check that out, okay? Amazon.com, Toby Swanson. Toby, India, Thailand, you've gone to these places. Why?
Well, Danny, when I first moved full-time to Hawaii, I did some church shopping, and I visited several churches. And for some reason, I go down the gym, the 24-hour fitness downtown, and had several people down there, and they just kept saying, well, why don't you try this New Hope? So I started going over there, and it was a pretty good fit. And one of the things I really liked about it was about 15 years ago was they were really starting to push for people to go on mission trips. And mission trips within the city, within the county, and also overseas. And I've always liked to travel, and I thought this might be a good opportunity. Maybe God wants me to take advantage of this. So I signed up for a couple of them, and we had 8 to 12 weeks of weekly meetings and preparation, and we had a group of about 10 people that went to India on the first time. And it was a three-week short-term ministry. And I really, really got a lot out of it. It was one of those things that you go over and you help other people live with their ministries in these foreign countries, and try and help them a little bit, make them get their job accomplished, and help them bring people into the fold. But at the same time, you come back and you have such a more substantial relationship with your Creator because of the things He's allowed you to do on these trips. You spread the gospel, you share with other people, and you come back and you talk to people within the congregation. It's just about like going to church every day for three solid weeks. It's just a very, very good experience to me. It was a very spiritual thing. And I developed really close relationships with other people on our trip. I would recommend anyone that's ever had thoughts about going on mission trips to not only think seriously about it, but to investigate it. And if the opportunity arrives, to take advantage. There's a lot of things that are just a couple weeks at a time. Some people go out on their own afterwards, and I know several people that have gone on just solo mission trips as a result of their initial time.
We think in pictures, in your mind's eye. If you could take a snapshot of a moment of your trip in India. Describe to us what you see in that picture and what happened.
India was a very dark experience for me. From the standpoint, not of what we were doing or trying to accomplish, but of the people we saw. I was utterly amazed, not just at the Hindu religion and some of the other things that went on, but there's a huge fight, a spiritual fight going on within most people in India. We went into the villages, and we had the ministers there that were Christians would get up and they would talk in the campfire, and then in the same evening the people in the village would invite the tribal leaders to get up, and then they would claim that our God was a false God and that he couldn't do anything. And then we even had praying over the people that were sick, and they were testing. They would test the Hindu gods against the Christian God, and it was hard to see that there was any breakthrough. But then when you talk to the ministers and the pastors that have been there, and you see what they've done with these small villages and how they have many converts within them, you can see that it does work, and that there has been good things that have happened, and that there are conversions. But it was very disappointing, and the lifestyle these people lead is just very poor compared to what we have here.
Missions is an ongoing process. Sometimes we could think, I mean, Toby, wouldn't you say in our microwave society, instant coffee society, the barista at Starbucks will whip something up for us within a few minutes. And maybe if we go 5 minutes, we're getting impatient and we're expecting maybe a concession, a coupon of some sort, maybe a free drink, because we want things fast. But when it comes to the work of the Spirit, the work of spiritual warfare, the battle for souls, it takes an ongoing, long view process of trudging along day after day after day. It's a grind. It really is a grind. And kudos, prayers, support, encouragement to all the missionaries that you know of that are there. And as short-term missionaries go to lift those long-term missionaries up, but also kudos to the short-term missionaries as well. Not to dichotomize the two, but the thing is, the work that we're engaged in, it's not a quick thing. But the Spirit of God is moving miraculously and marvelously in ways that we might not always see. So keep faith, my friend, keep faith. A brief word of your experience in Thailand. We've got a couple of minutes, and then I was also wondering if we could close us in a word of prayer. But what happened in Thailand? A snapshot there.
It was an interesting trip, too, because it was completely different. We went to Chiang Mai, and missions field there has been alive for many generations. So it wasn't that the people didn't expect us to be there. It wasn't that they didn't know what we were doing. We were actually there to help a missionary that worked with college kids, and he would try and bring them over and teach English, and then at the same time also teach the Word of God. And it was a receptive type of thing, and it was a easier type of trip. And I just learned that whenever you go on a mission trip, there's always a lot of different type of things, and they'll never be the same. Your experiences will always be different. And probably the most important thing was, like you talked about, patience. You cannot go over there and expect people to just say, oh, yes, we believe you're Lord, and we want to follow. You just go over and do a little bit what you can, spend the time there, and then come back and pray for the people that have been there and the others that are going on, and help the people that are there full time to accomplish what they're there to do.
Since we're on the topic of missions, Toby, please lead us in a prayer. Lead us in a prayer with regard to that. Missions, maybe the Lord is calling someone to engage at their church or some organization to be a part of a much larger thing, great thing that God is doing. Please.
Thank you for the opportunity, Danny. Father, we come to you now and ask that you touch the hearts of anyone listening to this show that's interested in doing missionary work. If they've thought about it and haven't made a decision, please move their hearts in the proper direction. Help them to do what you want them to do, whether it's on a local level, if it's just going to help pass out food, if it's any opportunity that arises. A mission field is not just on nations away from this island, but the mission field is everywhere. Please just help all of us to continue to spread your word, to live the joy that you've given to us, and to do what you want us to do in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Toby, thank you. Thank you for being with me today, being with us, for sharing your life, sharing your heart, sharing your books. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Danny. It's been a pleasure to be here, and I really feel honored to have this opportunity. Thank you.
That's Toby Swanson. Toby is the author of Mixed Plate and Noodles, What the Sam Hill. You can find out more at Amazon.com. Toby's an attorney. He's recently retired. He's also a missionary. He's been on the mission field, India, Thailand. He's served our great country in Vietnam. And he's here today, and God is using him in a mighty way. And as you have been able to feel, his heart is very, very precious. And you can sense the sweetness of the presence of Christ in him. So I hope you've been encouraged today by the insights of Toby Swanson. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And dear one, if you haven't done so yourself, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation especially for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation to this ministry, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 15 verse 2 says, "The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Toby Swanson. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.